from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. This is America's Heroes Group. I am Cliff Kelly, the person who, of course, is here. Glenda Smith is our executive producer. She is here. And we've just got some great things we're going to be talking about today. And we want you to join us. The WVON call-in number is 312-374-8130. We are proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. The toll-free number is 888-837-3275. The office, 312-781-1977. America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by veteran business owner Harris Gulf Shrimp, 7448 Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. Call 773-783-1818. America's Heroes Group, she serves, she matters, partners with National Women's Veterans United, NWVU. National Women's Veterans United, NWVU, as I said, at 8620 South Pulaski Road, at the lower level, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. The office number is 872-713-1-2150. Website, www.nwvu.org. And Pearl's Place, America's Heroes Group, also sponsored by that. Wonderful place, Pearl's Place, down home Southern Cooking at 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. And the phone number is 877-275-5852. And great heroes, the people that sponsor us, which is why it's so good. America's Heroes Group Roundtable, we are globally connected with Kaiser Health News. May is Mental Health Awareness and Asian American Heritage Month. And that is today that is being. I want to remind you, too, of course, that the number here, VON call-in number, 312-374-8130. I am the host, Cliff Kelly. Our executive producer, of course, you know, is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari, and our assistant media producer doing a great job is Titus Williams. I want to just mention, do we know how Manny is? I hope.
He's doing fine, Cliff.
Good. I just want to make sure. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Now we have a call-in. Patricia Keim. Patricia is a freelance journalist who serves as an associate editor with military.com. And the discussion, you know, this is about COVID-19, which overhaul of the military health care to a halt. What has happened here is just unbelievable. Patricia, how are you?
It's great to be here, Cliff.
I appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much. Help us with this. This is we are hoping things are getting better. First, tell us about you. We need to know about. Your background is extensive. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been covering Veterans Affairs and the Defense Department for about 20 years, mm-hmm. and have specialized in healthcare issues for veterans and military personnel for about the past 7 years.
And you currently serve as associate editor at military.com and previously... Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is correct. Mm-hmm. I do that, and I also do some work for Kaiser Health News, which mm-hmm. is how we got connected. I do some writing for them.
And your work has appeared everywhere: the Washington Post, the New York Times, USA Today, Kaiser Health News. I could go on and on and on. So, with all of this background you have, and a degree in international relations from the University of Virginia. What are you seeing here, Patricia? I mean, what this is unbelievable.
Well, I know that your listeners are largely a veteran population. They've probably seen some changes going on at the VA and some opportunities to go get care in their community paid for by VA. That has... in the last couple of years, that has been expanded greatly. It's called the CHOICE program. Now, a lot of veterans still like to go to the VA and get their care there, but they may have an option to get care closer to home. And that's the program that we've sort of seen placed a little bit on hold. The VA recently had asked Congress to give them a little bit of a break in terms of rolling out the CHOICE program and offering care to veterans closer to home. So that we've seen COVID-19, the coronavirus, put a little bit of just a slowdown on that, as well as a slowdown on the veterans electronic health record system has been delayed because their VA is very busy treating COVID patients. And in the DOD, I don't know how many of your readers are actually active duty military, but we've seen, some changes coming down on the Defense Department side, and those have been temporarily halted during COVID, but there's full expectations that everything will, we'll speed up once we get a handle on the virus and the cases drop.
And you're going in and talking to these people, and the background that you have, Patricia. How long do you think this COVID is going to go? I mean, COVID-19. It goes back and forth.
It does, and my understanding is, Chicago has been fairly hard hit. Obviously the hardest, some of the hardest hit have been the seniors and minority communities, and I do think that we still need to, be careful out of respect for, seniors and not spreading things. We're seeing some places that aren't as effective. Even within the VA, you can see that there are definitely places, New Orleans, New York, mm-hmm. Chicago, Boston, that have been the hot spots for veterans. Right now, we've had about 7,500 veterans have been affected, and there have been 461 deaths, but that's just in the VA system alone. It's not counting some really sad cases of state veterans' homes, mm-hmm. where, like in Massachusetts, we've seen, 90 people die in a state veterans' home. So it's really a tragedy that I think we're all hoping that we can find a solution, and also that it will, you know, that with summer things will get better.
We're so pleased to have Patricia Klein with us, freelance journalist who serves as an associate editor with military.com. And if you'd like to talk to her, you can certainly do that. Just give us a call, 312-374-8130. The people you talk to, which obviously is the bulk of the folks you're talking with, what are they thinking relative to how the military is treating this situation?
Well, you know, it's you know, the military definitely was called on to respond quite extensively, as you're probably aware. You know, with the hospital ships being sent to LA and to New York, and then the field hospitals being set up in New York and also Seattle. There's been these, you know, a mass response by the Defense Department. And then, you know, they've had some interesting cases within the DOD. You know, the Defense Department still needs to maintain military readiness. So they went forward with training. They still have ships deployed. You know, they have people out, you know, basically defending, you know, the country. And it's a tough balance to actually keep training and also, you know, make sure that troops don't get ill. They have about 7,000 cases among active duty military personnel, 4,700. I misspoke. It's 7,000 across all of Department of Defense, but. But they've only had, well, they've had two deaths, which have been tragic, but that's a very small number, largely because DOD is made up of fairly young people, you know, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force. Sure. The bulk of them are very young. They may get the illness, but they recover fairly quickly. You know, obviously we've had the hot spots like the Theodore Roosevelt. That's been an issue, but overall, I think
tell people what that is. They may not know.
Oh, sure. The Theodore Roosevelt Terrier.
The carrier,
which is currently parked in Guam. It's an aircraft carrier that made a port stop a couple of weeks ago in Vietnam, and early on, a couple of young sailors had gotten the coronavirus, and it spread very quickly throughout the ship. And they docked in Guam and offloaded several sailors. One of the two that have died in the military was from the Theodore Roosevelt.
And a lot of people were very upset over the way the captain was treated, right?
That is correct. So the captain had alerted the leadership of the Defense Department and his own leadership, Navy leadership, that he wanted, you know, basically most of the crew taken off the ship. There was obviously some kind of disagreement. The letter that he wrote to his higher-ups was leaked to the press. And as your readers might know, he was subsequently dismissed. that within a couple of days, the Assistant Secretary of the Navy flew out to speak to the people on the ship. And when he did, he used foul language and also disparaged the captain. And he actually, within a day, resigned himself. So it was quite a leadership scandal in the Navy, and there's still some discussion as to whether they're going to bring back the original captain of the ship.
That's what I was wondering, because, you know, you get all of this great information, and how do you, the people who talk to you, what kind of result do you think is going to happen here?
What recently happened on Friday was, I think it's Thursday or Friday, so the senior leader of the Navy, the chief of naval operations, actually has recommended that the captain be reinstated. But the new Assistant Secretary of the Navy has asked for more information. So there's going to be another investigation, and then we'll have to see what happens.
This is interesting. Can you, your professional situation here and the information that you get, are you able to give us, our listeners, I'm sure they're all wondering, Patricia, what you would like to see happen? Who do you think was right in this? Can you tell us what your opinion is?
Well, I don't tend to give my opinions.
I didn't think so.
I actually try to steer clear, but I will say, he was a very, if you look at his career, he was a very highly regarded up and coming,
right.
You know, naval officer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to be the captain of an aircraft carrier, you
That's
know,
right.
Just accidentally.
Yep.
But if you look at his billets that he's held even before then, you know, he was a gentleman who was going places.
He was going places.
So it will be interesting. The interesting thing is that the current naval acting Secretary of the Navy is a former Navy attorney. Who probably has worked alongside him. So we'll just have to see what happens.
We have a caller for our great guest here, Patricia Keim. Jay's calling on line one. Jay, how are you?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I was active duty, and I was also in the reserve.
Oh, okay.
I know they're dealing with active duty military people pretty well, I'm sure. But as far as the reserve people, I was just curious, because they only meet once a month, and they're coming from all over the place. I was wondering how they're dealing with that in the reserve centers.
Good question.
Well, that's an excellent question. You know, it's my understanding that everybody is, they're not necessarily getting tested for COVID, but they are having to get temperature checks and answer questionnaires for drilling. Masks are required on base. On all military bases now, and social distancing is being practiced. So I would gather that that's probably being also followed with the reserve, you know, the weekend training.
Yeah. You would presume, Patricia, that those who serve in the reserves, and as you put, you know, they go on active duty, they would be tested also.
That's correct. I will say there are quite a few reserve medical people who have been called up and have, you know, are in New York and elsewhere, actually working in civilian hospitals. They've been called up. They were dispatched to work in some of the field hospitals, but they've recently found out that it's actually easier just to place military physicians and nurses in these hospitals that need it the most to treat civilians.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Let's go to our next caller. It's Chris. Hey, Chris. You're on
WVN. Hey, Governor.
Hey, how you doing?
And your great guest. You sound good in your rewire. I was just, a couple years ago, the military paper Stars and Stripes had wrote an article on Trump. I don't know if it was when he was a candidate or if it was a couple years back. And he had recently defunded it. Was there an opinion on that?
Interesting. So actually that is in this year's budget proposal, is to defund Stars and Stripes. And I don't know if your readers are, if they were active duty, they probably are. Stars and Stripes is owned by, you know, basically it is a Department of Defense publication. But it is independent. It's an independent news organization. So even though its funds come from DOD, the Pentagon doesn't have a say in what Stars and Stripes publishes. And yes, that is in the current budget of President Trump's budget. But I will say that there are people in the House and Senate that really value Stars and Stripes. It's the only publication that really is, you know, gets to the heart of what's going on. Like in Afghanistan, it's often the only newspaper, American newspaper, that soldiers and airmen and Marines and sailors can get a hold of. So there is a utility for it still, and I think it does have fans in Congress. So maybe that funding will be
that
put
might,
back
might
into.
Hold it. Yeah, yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, that's probably right. What you're saying, the only newspaper they can get, particularly what's going on now in Afghanistan, that's really something. I want to thank you. You are doing a great job in getting out a lot of good information. And, you know, let our listeners know how they can reach you.
Well, you can reach me on Twitter at Patricia Time, all one word together. And also my email address is patriciankime@gmail.com. I always welcome tips from veterans and insider information from military personnel and really do appreciate the feedback.
Thank you so much. Great interview. Appreciate you. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.